Thank you for calling Customer Support Nigeria. You're speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. This is Jane from Chime Bank Dispute Department. I'm calling on a recorded line for quality purposes. This call is regarding with one of our cardholders. His name is James Bentler. So he actually filed a dispute regarding with a charge that was received coming from Focus Max Nature. Customer stated that the charge was unauthorized. So I'm just calling to validate the claim. Were you able to find transaction using customer's information like email address or phone number?
Okay, and what's that zip code?
Zip code, that will be 25053.
25053?
That is right. Mm-hmm.
First and last name?
The last name is Bentler. It's B as in Bravo, E as in Edward, N for Nancy, P for Tom, L for Lima, E for Edward, and R for Romeo.
All right. Can you hold for me?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Yeah, sure. So the customer's shipping address that we have here, it's 4917 Price Branch Road, 4917 Danville, West Virginia, 5053.
Okay, yes, it does show that you ordered the, that he ordered the Focus Pods, and he paid $5.97 for shipping and handling, and after his, no, he paid $5.97 and $18.94 for shipping and handling. He paid for the warranty on the watch, in their pods.
I'm sorry. So the $18.94. What was that for?
The warranty.
The warranty.
Yes.
Okay. For the item that was purchased.
Yes.
And it was purchased when?
It shows here on April 8th.
April 8th. On. Second, April 8. Okay. So let me just verify the account was under the name of James Bentler, correct? And
yes.
It actually have this billing address that I gave.
Yes.
Okay. Do you also have the customer's phone number and email address?
Yes, BentlerJames487@gmail.com. Phone number 304-601-5532.
Can you repeat the phone number again?
Is it 304-601-5532?
Okay. Do you also have the IP address that was used when the customer made the purchase?
Do I have the, what was that?
IP address. I for India, P for Peter.
Oh, yes. It's 15.
It?
Yes. 15784.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one, 15787. And the last one, 15792.
Okay. Can you also provide me, or do you have the customer's last 4-digit initial or the third?
The last 4 digits of what was that?
Last 4-digit of the social security number.
Oh, no. I don't have that information.
How about date of birth?
We don't have that information.
I see. So the item was received by the customer already. Do you actually have a tracking number?
You said the item was received by the customer? Yes, it does show that it was shipped out.
Can I please have the tracking number?
Okay, let's see. All right, can you hold for me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the tracking number is 9400 1-1-1-1-0-8-4-0-0-5-5-1-5-1-7-8-8-1.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Let me just go ahead and verify the status of the item or tracking number. Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it shows here that it was delivered on April 10th. And can I please have again your first name?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria.
Nigeria. Okay. Thank you for your time today, Nigeria. And I hope you have a good day. Okay. Bye now.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.